You're listening to SBS News.
Visa changes from the 1st of July will offer skilled workers new pathways to permanent residency in Australia, more places for working holiday makers, and the chance for graduates affected by COVID-19 border closures to make up for their time locked out of Australia. Ben Watt, a lawyer with the Migration Agents Visa Envoy, says the changes present exciting prospects for some, with a focus on supporting the economic recovery from COVID-19.
It's very difficult for a lot of people and a lot of industries to fill staff shortages, especially in certain skilled fields like the hospitality, but also the tech industry, the mining, the farms. Every single industry is having a lot of trouble filling places with skilled workers. So, of course, what this is doing is it's pumping as many people into the system as possible.
Mr. Watt also says the changes are being viewed as a reward for certain visa holders that struggled yet remained in Australia during the pandemic.
There was a lot of difficulties for people who were here on temporary visas during COVID because there was a lot of uncertainty, and it was also a lot of people lost their jobs or got stood down. They weren't able to access welfare. So there was all sorts of difficult things.
So what are the changes? One will see the pathway made easier for temporary skilled shortage subclass 482 visa holders to apply for permanent residency. From July 1st, these people will be allowed to apply for a temporary residence transition or TRT visa, which lets skilled workers who are nominated by their employer live and work in Australia permanently. But the new pathway will only be accessible for 2 years from this date. Luke Edwards, associate lawyer at Work Visa Lawyers, says the temporary change should make living in Australia permanently more accessible for these visa holders.
A lot of them were staring down maybe a hard and not very guaranteed pathway to permanent residency through the general skilled migration program. A lot of them, my clients and people I've heard from are very excited to now have the opportunity through the work they've been doing to stay on in Australia and get the permanent residency.
Those eligible will need to have been in Australia for at least 1 year between the 1st of February 2020 and the 14th of December 2021. A Department of Home Affairs spokesperson has told SBS News the special concession recognises those highly skilled migrants who chose to stay in Australia throughout the pandemic and allows them to stay with a pathway to Australian citizenship. Another change will affect 457 visa holders. It means they will no longer be restricted by age from applying for permanent residency through the TRT stream. Mr. Edwards says these visa holders aged 45 and over previously had extremely limited or no pathways to pursue permanent residency.
There's some people who've been working in Australia for a very long time now, sponsored by their employers, and they've, weren't able to achieve permanent residency for one reason or another while they were younger and are now aged out of the system. Yes, this change was something they'd hoped for a long time.
The change, which now specifies no age limit to pursuing this option, will also only be accessible for 2 years. To be eligible for the age exemption change, people had to have been in Australia between February the 1st, 2020 and December the 14th, 2021. There are also changes for recent graduates. Temporary graduate visa holders who lost time due to COVID-19 travel restrictions will be allowed to apply for a replacement visa. To be eligible, people must hold a valid visa in this category or have previously held one that expired on or after February the 1st, 2020. They must also have been outside Australia between February the 1st, 2020 and the 15th of December, 2021. The measure was announced expecting that it will benefit approximately 30,000 current or former visa holders. Mr. Watt says because of the education experience of these graduates, they have the potential to quickly offer a positive contribution to the workforce.
And so what's happened is that, we've got a big cohort of people with really great skills, really great Australian education, that never had a chance to stay on and spend the time on their graduate visa here.
The COVID-19 border closure also meant working holiday makers were locked out of the country, placing strain on industries normally reliant on their contribution. But from July the 1st, there will be a 30% cap increase over 2022-23 only to the number of places available to working holiday makers from several countries which had faced a cap as part of the subclass 462 visa arrangement. From the new financial year, Mongolia and Brazil will also have access to Australia's Working Holiday Maker Visa program, and there will also be changes to age limits and caps for some countries. This includes a 5-year increase in the age limit for Italian and Danish citizens from 30 to 35 years of age. Tom Stainer, SBS News.